community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
In the studio with me right now, we've actually got Jane from St. Francis Hospice. Hello, Jane.
Hi, Mike.
How are you?
Good, great.
Lovely, lovely. Now, you was involved in an event recently, wasn't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, yesterday. Yeah.
And was it good?
It was amazing. Well, I didn't get to go, but by all reports, it was absolutely amazing. And it was an amazing opportunity for us in the hospice to be involved in this day. It's the BGC Charity Day.
I know.
And it's held every year to commemorate some staff that were lost by Cantor, a trading organisation in the World Trade Centre. They lost 658 employees and 61 Eurobrokers in 9/11. So every year since then, they wanted to do something positive. So they commemorate the horrible event by running a trading day, and they invite charities and to come in. They nominated, I think, about 10 charities in Paris, New York, London, and they invite them in, and then 100% of the revenues from the day are redistributed back to charities. Yeah.
Oh,
it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing.
That's a fantastic event. Very sad occasion to look back on that. But what a fantastic way.
I think it was a way for them to turn such a negative into a positive.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's a really amazing event for us to have been involved in. I think last year they raised 12 million globally.
Yeah. Wow.
And I think since its inception, I think $125 million in total.
Wow.
There was some great charities there yesterday, like Battersea's Dogs Home, the British Heart Foundation, Children with Cancer, Make-A-Wish, the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So it was a really, really big thing for St. Francis Hospice to get the opportunity to be involved in.
Yeah.
And we really wanted to acknowledge and thank our patron Barry Hearn and Matchroom Sports, who really actually made or helped to make the event possible for us. You know, they worked very hard with us on the bid of to get nominated in the first instance, and then they worked really hard with us and employed some really great sports people who went up on our behalf to trade yesterday. So we had Stephen Hendry. Everybody probably knows Stephen Hendry. I think he won 7 world championships. If you're into snooker,
he was a lad for quite a while, wasn't he?
I think he's MBE. He's won, I think, Sports Personality of the Year twice. He's he's a pretty successful snooker player, but he's also a really nice guy. And he went up for us, and we had Steve Davis again. I think he has a show here on Phoenix.
He has a show here, isn't
that? Yeah. He lives in Brentwood, I think, as well. So he's a local chap. And we actually have a personal connection with him in the hospice because we cared for his dad before he died this year. So Steve has personal connection with the hospice. So he went up. And then we had Tony Bellew, WBC Cruiserweight champ. And we had him. And then Eddie and Barry Hearn went up as well. So it was really, the Matchroom Sport really helped us out yesterday and really helped to make the event possible for us. And as a result of yesterday, we hope that the funds that we will receive will pay for a nurse for the entire year.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah.
And I mean, the fact is, we also got, the great thing about the event is too, you get to send beneficiaries of your service.
Yeah.
And services, and it's a great way of showing people the array of illnesses and people that we care for. Like we had a lady called Tracy from Dagenham who went up for us, and she was able to bring her son Daniel, and she is a cancer sufferer, and she receives counselling with us, day therapy, physiotherapy, occupational therapy. And we had a lady called Amanda who received a double lung and heart transplant when she was 18, and now it's failed, so she's waiting again for another double lung and heart transplant. But like she receives creative therapy with us, writing therapy. She's really well known for her scrapbooking. We had a guy called Naeem who took his daughter Hina, and he has motor neuron disease. And he comes into our day therapy unit. So it's just I think it's a great way of us to help get the message, because we used a lot of social media in that yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. So I see, it's so important nowadays.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's great because, you're able to, obviously, you're promoting the celebrities, and because it's a way of getting people to notice what you're doing. But
yeah,
then you
right.
can follow up with the message of actually what the funds are raised for and how they are spent, you know. So that's it's a really it was a really great day for us profile wise, but also as a way of you know spreading the word about what we do.
Well, fantastic. So you had there's a lot of money to come your way. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Hopefully, we'll be as successful as last year, and then we will get our piece of the pie, obviously.
Fantastic. That's really, really good. And well, we wish you all the best. We'll see you
Thank
again
you
the
so
first.
Much. Yeah, we're back in on the first to talk about our
on
event.
The first. Yeah,
yeah
first Thursday.
Yeah.
So we'll see you again then.
Thank
but
you so much.
I'm really, really pleased to hear that you got so much money and it's fingers crossed.
Well, please God.
Yeah. Yeah, fingers crossed it pays for a complete nurse for a complete year.
That'd be great.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.